No. I don't like babies.
I mean, it's nothing personal. It's just that we don't have that many things in common. Well, actually, I love sleeping and eating. Hello, everyone. I'm Rami, your favorite host to learn about health in a fun way. Some of you may know me because we were friends, but then I started to spam you with information about this podcast and you blocked me. And here we are. I'm so happy with the results. Well, I was. I love my friends. Now I'm having my doubts. But the other day, I shared the podcast with my cousins who are aged 14 and 17, and they responded with total indifference. I mean, here we are trying to make this podcast young, informal, dynamic, and our public target, my cousins, don't even flinch, you know? We just need to start using the same slang as the youth, you know? Stan, Presh, what up, bro? Did you do your homework? Have you watched Melanie and TikTok? She sucks at it. Next Friday, let's hang out at my house. My parents are gonna go away. So, you down for it? Pre-party with Amongst Us and Twitch.
Wolf.
Editors, delete this. Eesh, eesh. It sounded so much better in my head. What a mess. Okay, now we've definitely lost the teenagers. Oh my god. The youth? And what? When did I become an old man? And I'm only 24 years old. Peeps, tell me. Truth, is Instagram not a thing anymore? I feel I'm getting closer to that age when grannies start asking you, when are you getting married? Planning to have any kids anytime soon? Oof. Woof. Somebody save me. Please. I don't know why grandparents love so much babies. Is it a formal requirement? I mean, I just don't get it. Maybe it's a me thing. You know, you put me with a baby in the same room and what am I going to do? I don't know what to talk about, and honestly, babies never start conversations. We also don't have the same interests, and on top of that, I have to be extra careful with them because they're so fragile, right? I mean, you need to have your eyes everywhere, like you need to be paying attention, you need to check if they put anything in their mouth, and you even have to guess if they're hungry, cold, you know, warm. It's just all too difficult. And on top of that, they're not even collaborative. See, just needing to feed them is reason enough not to have kids. I'm barely able to think about what I'm going to eat and balance my diet and my sugar intake myself. Imagine if I need to be responsible for a small human being. Nutrition is important. And if you don't pay attention to it, you're going to probably have a lot of health problems. And it's not just about being weak or being overweight. It can also affect directly your immune system and become more exposed to diseases. And now I need to take all that responsibility, because if it's important among adults, imagine what that looks like for babies and small children. And you know, it's a life approach. I mean, it starts when they're in their belly of their moms. So if the mothers aren't having adequate nutrition, the risk of babies being born with underweight is much higher. You may think that it's not a big thing, but according to a lot of different studies, a lower weight is linked to a higher risk of getting, you know, multitude of diseases because of a weaker immune system. And this problem is actually more frequent than I thought. And in some cases, it's just that premature birth. The baby's born before its time. But in other cases, it's due to external factors. If you take a look at some of the data, the number of underweight babies is located in very specific areas. According to data of 2015, around 2 out of 3 cases are located in sub-Saharan Africa and South Asia. That same year, 20 million cases at global level were recorded, and 14 million out of them were in those regions. Sub-Saharan Africa, and South Asia. Maybe you remember that last week we talked about those same regions being affected by pneumonia. And if you remember, you have a fantastic memory. you're eating enough potassium. In these regions, it's where we also have a lot of the cases of childhood pneumonia. Coincidence? I don't think so. Research studies in Brazil, India, and the Philippines show that lower the weight of the baby when they're born, the higher the risk of developing and dying of pneumonia. Good nutrition during the development of children is very important for their health. Half of the deaths of childhood pneumonia are related to bad nutrition. Yeah, that's a huge correlation. We have already seen in the previous season that a lack of nutrients can affect the immune system. And here we have proof. Boom! Children with bad nutrition have more episodes of pneumonia and more severe ones. In the worst case, severe malnutrition can increase mortality up to 15-fold. Just to, you know, finish off, did you know that breastfeeding reduces the likelihood of a child getting pneumonia by 47%? They also are at a lower risk of being hospitalized due to the disease. Why this huge difference, you ask? Well, it seems that maternal milk improves the immune system of the babies. Let's go! To sum it up, nutrition has a big impact on health, and it's important to ensure a good nutrition to avoid health problems. But this is just one example. Having good health is not just about a single factor. It's a mix of many. That's also why diseases like pneumonia have no easy solution. I mean, the PCV vaccine is good to reduce the number of cases, but is it enough? The best thing is to have everything put into account. Medical, environmental, social determinants, nutrition, all these different factors. Are you going quiet on me? Hey, you! What do you peeps think? Come on, is a vaccine enough? What does a comprehensive approach look like? Is it actually feasible to take all the factors into account? Here you had another episode of What the Health, where we, the youth, have informal conversations about health issues. Yes, I said we, the youth. I'm still young, okay? I really hope that my grandparents understand what I mean when I say that. I don't want to have another conversation about when I'm having kids in a family gathering. Please. And for those young people, and not so young people who are listening to us, obviously you like this, right? If you've liked it, you have to speak up. Tell us. We want to hear it. Talk about this podcast with your friends, enemies, even crushes. You know, what better than to show off a little bit with a little bit of health knowledge to that person you have a crush on? Do you have a topic that you want to talk about? Come on, tell us. Do you have good levels of potassium? Can you explain to us how to use TikTok? Send us an email to generationsforhealth@gmail.com or contact us in our social media accounts. You can share whatever you want. Ideas, thoughts, comments. Okay, I have to leave now to think about a topic for the next season. But before that, we have a super interesting interview with a health leader next week. I know, I'm so excited. I'm even going to put my best clothes on. Well, see you next week. Stay safe and stay healthy.